welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. The term craft beer has been around a while, at least since the 80s, when it was first used in America to describe the products of what had been called microbreweries. There's pretty good evidence it was used in England prior to that. Obviously, the term craft comes with some associations. You may think of an artisan making things by hand in small amounts, and that seemed to fit these new beers, made by smaller, independently owned breweries using traditional ingredients and methods. Now, there are somewhere around 5,000 breweries in the United States. Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing.
These breweries have ranged everywhere from the three-barrel brewery that we do, which is microscopic in terms of the size of breweries, you know, all the way up to the really bigs, you know, like, you know, the Surly's, and, you know, they do, you know, they have blow-off buckets that have more beer in it than I make in a day. And yet they still fall in the craft beer category, you know, at least legally, structurally speaking. What it is, though, now is probably a little bit more ambiguous.
Even Surly isn't that big compared to the giants of the craft beer industry. Sam Adams, Sierra Nevada, New Belgium, Lagunitas, and the like. When you're making that much beer, are you still craft?
There's becoming to be very little difference between the production capabilities of some of these craft breweries and some of the mega breweries. The mega breweries have multiple outlets, meaning they have, you know, places in Colorado and St. Louis and Milwaukee and all over that are brewing the same thing. But that's not now unheard of for craft beer. You know, they're making New Belgium beer in North Carolina, and you know,
Sierra Nevada
and
Stone.
Yeah, and Stone has a brewery in Germany now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Again, by definition, none of this has broken at least the mechanical limits of what craft beer is. But it's definitely not nearly as quaint as it was even 10 years ago.
The Brewers Association has a strict definition of what is or is not a craft brewery. To them, to be craft, a brewery must have, quote, a majority of its total beverage alcohol volume in beers whose flavor derives from traditional or innovative brewing ingredients, end quote. They must be less than 25% owned or controlled by an alcohol industry member that is not a craft brewer, and they must have an annual production of 6 million barrels of beer or less. Although that number has been raised several times, mainly to keep Sam Adams in the craft category.
The industry wants to see it some way, and some of the enthusiasts want to see it a different way, and sometimes those don't marry up. So, and I can't say either way is absolutely right or wrong. You know, I think sometimes the industry lens looks through it and they say, well, we can still be craft beer even if we make 6 million barrels. And there's some truth to that. There's probably some good reason to make an argument that you've kind of left the craft beer realm and you now are a large production facility in macro beer.
More on the craft in craft beer when Beer Untapped continues in a moment. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Seth Cook and I are discussing the term craft beer and if it really means anything anymore. The Brewers Association definition of a craft brewer includes ownership. You cannot be 25% or more owned or controlled by big beer. That definition means Goose Island, Lagunitas, and many others that are owned by the big boys no longer fit the definition of craft beer. So are their beers not craft? I can say many of their beers are far superior to some of the beer produced by some very small breweries. One term that may still have some meaning, local.
You can't define local beer by size. You know, regardless of if it's, you know, if it's Summit out in the cities, Summit is still a local beer to Minnesota. And I think the local has as much importance to the ethos of craft beer as anything else, because, you know, for what Surly does for its staff and community and the tourists and people of Minneapolis, to what Crow Peak does for the Black Hills.
Is there a term that's better than craft beer?
Microbrew has always been a fun, but that, you know, that's again
that doesn't really hold either.
It's more
does that work for Surly? No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Or shells?
That's true. I mean, then you're still defining it by size. You know, microbrew seems to be defined by size. Craft beer, it seems to be defined by ingredients or style.
And is Vines defined craft beer?
Yeah. I'm not sure what I would call it. It's difficult to define yourself by what you're not, and they always say that. So it's not macro beer. I've seen some places that still have, I guess what we would consider craft beer, listed on their menus as imported beer, as opposed to the domestic beer.
Yeah,
I've always giggled that, where they'll have one of the AB products listed as a domestic beer, and you'll have Wooden Legs Brewing as an imported beer.
And so there's still some difficulty out there with what to call this stuff.
People still struggle with it. You know, it's not easy. It's not. It has broken the convention. It used to be, the convention would be imports and domestics. Well, that was very easily, you know, and that then you could almost put any single beer in terms of style and price point in a left and right category on a menu, and that just doesn't exist anymore. And it's becoming more and more difficult between microbrews and local brews and domestic beers and craft beer and artisan beer and barrel age sour funk thing that somebody, you know what? It's becoming more and more difficult.
Maybe we should just call it good beer when it fits, right? No matter what we call it, it's a golden age for beer. That's important to remember, just how remarkable it is.
And anybody that will look back to these years, hopefully will say, I did appreciate that for what it was. I'm not prophesizing that beer is going to go away or craft beer is going away or it's going to get worse in any way. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying it is truly remarkable, and we should appreciate that what we can get. You know, support your local beer bars that are willing to get some of these other beers in. Support your local breweries. Visit the local breweries when you go. You will look back into this decade as some of the coolest times for beer in America.
Whatever you call it, enjoy it. Have some fun with it. Try not to be a beer snob. Finally today, don't miss Beer Brats in the Brookings Blizzard this Saturday.
$20 gets a seat at the bar here with a beer and a brat. That also gets you a seat on the bus. That also gets you a seat in the stands and a beer in the stands and a seat back here. So it's like four different seats for $20.
And a couple beers.
So no, each ticket, individual ticket, get you a couple beers. They get you some food. They get you a trip to the game and back. So you can buy it down at the pub here. Or if you can't get down to the pub, we do sell them on light on our Facebook page and others. These games are always fun. This happens to be the last regular season home game for the Blizzard, who have had a fun season.
Meet up at Wooden Legs at about 5 o'clock Saturday for Beer Brats and Brookings Blizzard. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.